Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, and here we are. My. The one thing that people forget to tell you is that we're coming towards a great upset. And as you can see by the title of the show, Battlefield, there's a war on for your mind. Oh, yeah, you've heard that from some certain people. Well, as stated in The Hunted, that's a pretty good movie you should watch. How to turn it off is the hard part. Now, that's like, you know, screaming in the night and that sort of thing when you have these little episodes of flashback nightmares that like to screw up your mind. Well, we're not really going to go in the right direction for quite some time, it don't look like. Some people have started some things, but it don't seem like we're going to really get too much accomplished. Now, here's the thing about all this. doesn't matter what else happens. Here's the main thing, and that is the question: to be or not to be. That is the question. Yeah, now you got the question. Then you got what to be comes next. And it is, as stated in The Hunted, how to turn it off is the hard part. Then there are the memories of those who counted, who meant something to you. I had very few in my life, but in my case, Bullock. The man was everything everybody wanted to be, popular, talented and all that, and he picked me for a friend. Come over and sit down and talk to me for a few minutes. And he didn't make it home. He's on the Vietnam wall and one of my friends. Now, the thing that people forget about Memorial Day is that you are to remember the people that you have met in your life who meant something, especially veterans, especially combat veterans. There ain't too many people that have been in combat and have any kind of fond memories of it. Now, I did kind of enjoy throwing hand grenades at the bad guys. Other than that, meh, mostly a bummer. Well, the thing that we got to look at today is a combination of things that are like political junkies and disinformation complexes and all kinds of happy horse shit that some people have decided that we deserve. Now, when I say we deserve, I mean the portion of the population that happens to be conservative. Ooh, that's a nasty. That should be a four-letter word. Ooh. Well, I noticed that liberals seem to be liberal with other people's stuff and money and position and et cetera. Now, the left's disinformation industrial complex, is in an editorial in the Washington Examiner from the May 23-30 edition. And I'm going to read some of it because you need to hear it. Why do you need to hear it? Because of what it says. By itself, the conclusions of Special Counsel John Durham's report on the FBI involvement in the 2016 election are damning enough. The FBI allowed itself to become a conduit for disinformation instigated by a partisan political campaign and possibly influenced by the very foreign actor it was allegedly investigating. Think about that very carefully. And I'm just going to read the first heavy part of it. When you take a step back and put the Durham report into the broader context of the CIA's involvement in suppressing Hunter Biden's laptop and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention involvement in suppressing the investigation into the origins of COVID-19, a disturbing pattern emerges. And the Democratic Party, the liberal media, and the federal government are routinely conspiring to spread disinformation for plainly partisan ends. I ain't going to leave the DOJ out of that. They're involved up to their necks, too. The Durham report establishes much of the information that formed the basis of the FBI's investigation into former President Donald Trump's campaign originated as paid opposition research from Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Now, she's tried to rewrite things, and she got Adam Schiff to doing that, so she didn't have to, she wouldn't be involved in all that. So ham-handed was the Clinton campaign's efforts to dig up dirt on Trump that Russian intelligence was aware of the effort, as was the CIA. Not only did Russian intelligence know that the Clinton campaign was looking for dirt on Trump, but they already had the perfect asset in place to deliver disinformation to that effort. Brookings Institute analyzed Igor Danchenko, a Russian national, was in contact with both the Russian embassy, and known Russian intelligence officers. He became Clinton campaign client Christopher Steele's primary source for the Steele dossier. Now you know where it came from, who helped originate it and where it came from. And it still gets me to this day. I just can't hardly believe that black people vote democratically. And the reason I can't quite believe that is because the Democratic Party started the Ku Klux Klan. Now, if that doesn't disqualify them from any kind of representation, vote, or whatever, I don't know what does. So, this report goes on and on. You want to read the report? Look up the Durham report online. It's out there, and it's a heavy hitter. Now, they got another one in the editorial section. Said motherhood still matters, and it's about Mother's Day and your meaning to your children. This same people nowadays openly attack motherhood with their demand that both parents take a back seat and defer to agents of the state with respect to the values with which their children are being raised. It says, do not ever let such people near your children. Now, if it's a teacher, remove that sucker. You don't need it. It'd be better for the kids to get an idea as to what a study hall might be like with no teacher at all than have a teacher representing the state put the union in place of parents. That's just all there is to it. There is a federal law on parenting and parent rights. You should look it up. It is pretty neat. Ooh. Democrats, ultimate nimbyism, sanctimonious cities. This is from Hugo Gurdon, the editor. The hot dog that signs the paychecks. Yeah. Democrats are squawking because their bluff has been called on illegal immigration. Oh, Mayor Lightfoot, ousted mayor of Chicago, and Eric Adams, mayor of New York City, wrote recently to Governor Greg Abbott, Republican Texas, to complain about his busing of aliens to their doorsteps from the Mexican border. Ooh. Attempt to cause chaos and score political points. That is true and is well done for doing so, for being so. Democrats, with their virtue signaling on illegal immigration, led by President Joe Biden, making a dog's breakfast of border security, are causing chaos and trying to score political points against Republicans. And I'm going to stop there. It just keeps on going. It don't get no better. But the Not In My Backyard, or NIMBY, Democrats, have several things they're hollering about. I hope that the Speaker of the House has got the guts and balls and fortitude and courage to be able to tell the administration, hell no, and make it stick. What part of no don't you understand, Dink? You know, that's sort of a question. Well, and that deals with the debt ceiling, which is a problem. And Lightfoot and Adams made it plain now that they've been forced to put up or shut up that the cities are sanctuaries in name only. Imagine that. Oh, boy. Nima Momeni, man that stabbed, that's been charged with stabbing cash founder Bob Lee, smiles as he makes his way into the courtroom for his arraignment in San Francisco. Well, then you got wokeification, capitalization at Georgetown University. Really? Wokeification, capitalization, Georgetown. If you're already having trouble keeping up with what sorts of offenses or even microaggressions are enough to trigger people to cancel you for your whiteness or other attitudes of privilege, well, Georgetown University has invented new sins you weren't even aware of committing. Rebecca Epstein of the Intuitive Initiative on Gender Justice and Opportunity at Georgetown Law is now on a crusade against, get this new phrase, adultification bias. Ooh. And in other words, the phenomena in which adults view black girls as less innocent and more adult-like than their white peers. Well, there you go. All you have to do is think about what that means, how it applies, and who it's applying to. I have to have a slosh of coffee now and then to keep me going. And then again, another one. This is a big article. The Closing of the Corporate Mind. This is from the person who is the author of this. I saw firsthand what faddish woke groupthink is doing to business. Now, that... Levi's, the birth of the blue jean. The embrace of polarizing political fads and woke ideology, an embrace of which I was the company's high-profile casualty, threatens and undermines the creative atmosphere and business priorities that make such innovation possible. Can't be the leader of the group if you're woke. Why? because of wokeness. Well, you saw what Little Miss Pris did to Bud Light. You don't call all of your customers faggots and get away with it. That's basically what Bud did. I'm going to cry that crows for restorative justice for violent criminals. There's no forgiveness for people who say dumb stuff as teenagers. It might have been 30 years ago. You're still guilty. Uh-huh. So, you know, where does this go? Great companies might find themselves learning just how quickly one can go from iconic to obsolete. Coca-Cola changed the recipe and found out some of that. Now they've got a thing in here about stuff that I don't consider important, but our worst-case candidates. The country needs a break from the chaos of Biden and Trump's incompetence. This month, the Biden administration banned the pretense of enforcing existing immigration laws. I didn't know they ever acted like it. Instead, embracing a de facto open border between the United States and Mexico. And the result has been a stampede, a debacle. The Biden administration has resorted to mass releasing immigrants into the interior of the country. Well, you can remove the boy from office for that. Hello? Come on, lawmakers. You got any guts? Republican governors, notably Greg Abbott of Texas and Ron DeSantis of Florida, have increased the busing of immigrants to northern Democratic-run cities. Ooh. Now we got outcries from liberals such as New York City Mayor Eric Adams, whose city simply does not have the resources to handle the deluge. Oh, you think that's bad? You ought to see what goes on at the border. Now the government has nabbed dozens of people from its terror watch list who are trying to sneak into the country. A crisis born entirely of the Biden administration's decision to unravel various Trump-era provisions that kept the flow of migrants to a minimum. Did away with things like remain in Mexico, and you know the story. That's why I'm not going to cover this whole thing. The article says, at one point, the reason for the failures of Biden and Trump, they are both just bad at being president. Well, that sounds like DeSantis is getting in. And I wouldn't mind seeing DeSantis as president and seeing how he'd handle some of the funky monkey games that they're playing. The president's office may be too big for any one person to handle, but it is definitely too big for Biden and Trump, who will only bring more chaos to an already overwhelmed nation. Oh, boy. Now, the cover of this magazine is pretty neat. It's got John Durham as the Grim Reaper. And the cover story says, death comes for the FBI. Ooh. And it can if anybody decides to do anything. See, it's not important about how many people are posing things about individuals or agencies or any of that. Words don't mean a lot. Words don't have much real serious impact. But if you do something about it, that changes the whole thing. From the long article, and it's two pages or so long, I see that we need a new FBI and DOJ, maybe a CIA as well. But the main gist of it is promulgation of additional rules and regulations to be learned, and yet more training sessions would likely prove to be a fruitless exercise if the FBI's guiding principles of fidelity, bravery, and integrity are not ingrained in the hearts and minds of those sworn to meet the FBI's mission of protecting the American people and upholding the Constitution of the United States. That's pretty well said and pretty simple. It's pretty direct. You don't want to do the job. You can't do the job, or you won't do the job for whatever reason. Bye. Tell them to hit the bricks. There's the door. Don't let it hit you into whatever's on the way out. Now you got problems at the Canadian border. Wow, wonder why that is. In Iowa, biker bash, and there's GOP hopefuls. Oh, boy. then you got, was this the week Ukraine turned the tide in a war with Russia? Ukraine fighters pulled off a surprise counterattack that routed Russian forces. Now, I understand it was a meat grinder. About time. Far East Palestine. After East Palestine, which way on rail safety? Oh, okay. You want the answer or do you give a shit? Well, I'll give you the answer anyway. How about that? You need to have people scoping out the tracks ahead of time, making sure they're all nailed down, making sure there ain't gaps in it. Most of these derailments, and I hate to do this to you, most of these derailments are acts of sabotage, are done on purpose. Think about that. Elon Musk plans to make Twitter profitable. And how's he going to do that? Hiring an industrial leading ad executive and considering a Tucker Carlson show reflect a new strategy. I'd like to see Tucker Carlson do some ring around the rosy with Elon Musk. That'd be fun. You might get some of real interest. American credit card debt could hit $1 trillion this year, experts say. $1 trillion. Well, I'm going to say so. It doesn't really matter. And why don't it really matter? We got a $31 trillion big dog out there jumping up and down, woofing at the door. Uh-huh. We got about 10 days to get there. What's the matter with Texas Republican? Deep red Texas is not among these states. Ooh. Been a year for school choice all over the country. At least six additional states joined Arizona and Florida to give parents the funds to send their kids to private and charter schools. I'm gonna light things up. Here it goes. I hope you like this. If somebody decides that the educational system of public education is insufficiently educating their kids, they can send their kids to a choice school, and oh, you'll love this! I bet we'll be able to hear the howling of the Democrats and the school boards and the unions 100 miles away. They have the right to take the tax money that they spend per kid. And that's already in the statistics with them. That's right. They don't have to continually pay into a system that doesn't work. They can take their money out of it, redirect it into a system that does. If that's the educational choice everybody's talking about, so be it. Educational choice is proving to be a win-win for Texas kids that stay in the public schools and the families who are given the funds to opt for better alternatives. Yeah? We'll see how it works. Woo-hoo. Oh, then you get this, the messy birth of the Dirty Dozen. Read this book about how Aldrich's classic hit came together. You may find yourself thinking that with the world perpetually on the brink, we need fewer Saving Private Ryans and more Dirty Dozens. and I vote for, as far as police go, I vote for Dirty Harry. I think he might make a serious difference in the way in which policing is done. Here we go. Mistaking spin for truth. progressive has a problem with euphemism. Oh, boy, euphemism? My. And the problem is they take their euphemisms literally. They believe their own spin and therefore are consistently shocked when reality is not as skewered and hyperbolic and more morally obvious as they expect. Uh-huh. I'm waiting for the first state with guts to stand up and say, guess what? You guys have been trying to teach Marxism to our kids, so therefore we are going to decertify your friggin' union. You don't like it? Stick it. See what happens. Oh, that'd start some fun, I guarantee you. Of course, then I could start fun out of nothing. Now, here's Hugo Gurdon. Link between the Durham case and the Biden family corruption. You need a whole page of this. It seems to be so with the political corruption of government agencies and of President Biden. Wide web of financial connections, forgettably named companies. He's got like 20 of them or something. Family members and strategic and business interests of the American foremost enemy all tied together. Ooh, terrible situation. Central irony of the FBI's investigation of Donald Trump 2016 election campaign, launched without any actual evidence of collusion, has been helpfully emphasized by the final report from Special Counsel John Durham. It is the lies bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton to tarnish her Republican rival as Russian President Vladimir Putin's stooge may themselves have been Russian disinformation. It's been proven that it was. So, you know, I doubt if anybody could reasonably investigate the Clintons, but you can always hope. Now, here's Green. The Middle East doesn't care what the Biden administration has to say. That's right, they don't. When Trump, Russia, wiretap was dry hole, FBI wouldn't stop digging. Hey, FBI, there's a thing called the law of holes. When you find yourself in a hole, quit digging. Da-da-da-da. Isn't that a beautiful little pearl of wisdom there? That's from York. It goes on and on. Now, how about this? This is a guy by the name of Carney, Timothy V. Carney. And he says, teacher pushes gay pornography on middle schoolers. NBC provides a smokescreen for it. Think about that very carefully. there's limits to things. And these people are over the top, past the limit, and on the wrong side of the fun and games part of things. Oh, my. New magazine. That was a whole magazine. Believe that? Editor's letter. This is from the week, May 26th. And that was yesterday. This guy, Susan Kasky, managing editor, MRA leaders must fear their own constituents the more removed they will be from the people they serve. All they're doing is serving for their own gain, not for the people. Oh, boy. One can only imagine how much worse the attack could have been if they said it had been one of the 1 in 20 Americans who owns an assault rifle. Ooh, a surge in threats against members of Congress, which ballooned from about 4,017 to 9,620, nothing less than an attack on our democracy. Well, maybe if you'd quit screwing us over, you wouldn't have to worry about it. And the threats would decrease substantially. I guarantee it would. New border rules prevent a surge for now. I wrote BS at the top of this because that's what it is. The problem is the fact nobody enforces anything. We need some enforcers. Ukraine secures aid. Downs undefeatable missiles. Oh, my goodness. Biden McCarthy single progress, and very little progress made on a debt ceiling. Trump, how should the media cover a demagogue? And Collins says that he's got a whole whack job of lies. Well, proof of lies. I can call everybody their mother-in-law a Nazi lying sack or whatever and get away with it because it's legal to defame somebody. Yeah. Oh, boy. You know, the body wash that smells so good, it makes humans more attractive to mosquitoes. And some people deserve that, I guess. Now, listen to this carefully. Here we go. A Florida teacher is under investigation showing his students an animated Disney movie. Gene Barbie, Jenna Barbie, screened the comedy adventure Strange World to give her fifth graders a break after exams. Really? I don't think so. And I think it's more indoctrination. One parent objected to the film's inclusion of a gay character, which she said constitutes illegal indoctrination under state law. And guess what? They're going to go find out. They sent an investigator. And, well, they should. Mike Lindell, my pillow CEO and ardent Trump supporter, said that he has so far spent $40 million on his quixotic efforts to prove that the not-stolen 2020 election was in fact stolen. We need help, Lindell said. Altruism after Paraguayan politician Andrew Mendez defended the practice of giving money, beer, and food to indigenous people in exchange for their votes because it's a bit heartless not to. And charged Daniel Penny, a Marine veteran who fatally choked a homeless man on subway, was charged last week with second-degree manslaughter. There's a problem with that, and it's called self-defense. Every time the man tried to let go of him, he tried to attack him again. Well, there's limits on things, and self-defense is not illegal, you guys. But guess who it is that is prosecuting? Fat Boy Bragg. Hey, Tuna, how you doing, boy? You're about to get your comeuppance the hard way. Oh, and by the way, I'll get to that at the end of this. I'm going to give everybody a little heads up in terms of what has gone on. Assault rifle violence. Farmington, New Mexico. Three people were killed and six injured this week after an 18-year-old high school student fired indiscriminately at cars and homes on a residential street. Well, who let the dink have a gun? And I'll bet you it was on social media somewhere. Fairfax, Virginia, Stafford's assaulted. Mentally ill man has been arrested for allegedly bludgeoning Timmers River Jerry Connolly's staff with a metal baseball bat. Well, there's ways to get around all this stuff. And I guarantee you this stuff is on social media somewhere. And then you got the National Guardsman, you know, the young punk, arrested in mid-April, told fellow gun enthusiasts on Discord, and Discord is a social platform I use, that the 2020 Black Lives Matter protest would trigger a revolution to target white people. racism. Washington, D.C. Now, it's, they say in this that Dunham fizzles, okay, but there's a few problems with that. One is that they are leaving out great amounts of the investigation that Dunham completed and proved, documentation and it all. But it fizzled. Yeah, okay. Uh-oh. Vienna. Hitler broadcasts on train. Australian authorities this week charged two suspects with playing excerpts from speeches by Adolf Hitler over the intercom of a high-speed rail jet train traveling to Bregenz, from Bregenz to Vienna. Snatch that mother. Throw him off a moving train. Oh, there's a lot of things you could do. foreigners caught up in sweep. Salvadoran President Bukele has been boasting that his country is now virtually crime-free thanks to the government's suspension of civil rights and mass arrests of tens of thousands of suspected gang members. Oh, boy. Ecuador, presidential power grab. Soldiers prevented lawmakers from entering the parliament building this week after Ecuador's president dissolved the legislature. Now, there's a move already underway in this country, right here in America, for us to remove, dissolve a group, or however you want to look at it, a whole bunch of these dinks that think they're in charge of something, such as the dragging of feet in terms of using any kind of bureaucracy, bureaucratic red tape or whatever, to inhibit parents from taking care of their children properly. Now, you know, school choice, I'm going to advocate that until I fall over. An appeal to Putin's dead parent. Russian court last week convicted one of desecrating the grave of President Vladimir Putin's parents and gave her a 2-year suspended sentence. Now, I can agree with doing a number on somebody to get them to quit certain things, but you got Bangkok rejecting the military. In a stunning rejection of nearly a decade of military rule, Thai voters, Thailand, last week overwhelmingly backed two opposition parties. People have had enough in the last decade, and they're beginning to exert their authority. The casino on the couch, the legislation of sports betting is generally billions in revenue and ruining lots of lives. Well, guess what? it's going to be clamped down on. Chat GPT-4, the arrival of an alien intelligence. Well, it's alien, all right. Approval ratings tell us nothing. Likes and all that stuff that you get doesn't mean anything. How Tories killed the right to protest. Outrageous arrests of protesters on Coronation Day show just how far the assault on British liberties has progressed under this conservative government. Think about it. Cops claim that the luggage straps used to bundle their signs fell afoul of the new Public Order Act, which criminalizes locking on when the protesters bind themselves to public property. Well, let's change the meaning of that around to what we can use it against them. Okay, all right. Hey, George, grab that guy. He's one. Forcing a reckoning about slavery. That's Denmark. Chattel slavery produced the sugar that made Denmark rich and built many of those picturesque mansions that brighten the streets of Copenhagen. Ooh. Turkey is finding it tougher than expected to get rid of an authoritarian leader. Hey, Edrogen. They're working on it, though. The opposition leader and former prime minister was attending a hearing in an Islamabad courthouse last week, seeking to forestall his arrest on corruption charges, when paramilitary forces smashed through barriers to snatch him up and bundle him away in an armored car. They got you anyway, didn't they? Mm-hmm. And that sort of thing, I hate to tell you, may come to the United States depending on how far everybody lets these dinks get loose. Whose speech is allowed to be free? New bill against fake news that would slap hefty fines on any tech companies that fail to identify false information or other illegal material on their sites. This is Brazil now. You got growing consensus that we're going to do what we want to do. We don't care about you guys. Biden's why $10 million in foreign payments? The panel obtained bank records showing that Biden's sons, Hunter's current wife and ex-wife, Joe's brother James, and other Bidens received some $10 million from foreign nationals and companies in Romania and China. They got the proof. Time to lock them up. Come on, y'all. Oh, boy. Between 2020 and 2022, states with Republican-controlled legislatures had about a 50% higher rate of deaths from firearms assaults than states with Democratic-controlled legislatures. They had about a 35% higher rate of mass killings. Ooh. And you can take any kind of statistic you want, and if you bend it right, it'll show what you want it to show. Oh, George Santos isn't comic relief anymore. Pleaded not guilty to 13 federal charges last week, including 77 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of money laundering, 2 counts of making materially false statements to the House, and 1 count of theft of public funds. You're going to jail, boy. The jokes weren't really funny, so I didn't include any of them. Oh, boy. Entertainment. Streaming faces a big shakeout. Yep. You're not paying the writers enough, so consequently you're going to either pay or you ain't going to get nothing to produce. Searching Discord for classified. A classified document is unfolding on Discord. The reason being, you had a dude that wanted to try to impress people with everything he could get a hold of. And he made his point. Oh, boy. Turkmeister's methane vents. There's a bunch of satellite data gathered by the Environmental Intelligence Company, Kairos, to show that 2 Turkmen fields are responsible for more global warming than the entire carbon emissions of most countries. Think about that. All they have to do is make sure that they have them capped and whatnot. And if they do that correctly, they won't have leaks. And we don't have to worry about it. I'm not worried about it. That's just me. It continues. This week's guide to what's worth watching, nothing. Nothing in any of that list that's on there is worth 10 cents. Asparagus, spinach, and leek soup. Doesn't sound good to me. Asparagus, pita, pasta. No. Sorry, man. Oh, and then they tell me I got to live where I'm at. I'm happy where I'm at. I like the mountains. I like being in a position where I won't be bothered. And that if the fun and games gets too heavy, I can bug out to a hill nearby. You love this. And shoot somebody with one of those 2,000-meter rifles I got. Sam Altman, the chief executive of OpenAI, issued a warning to lawmakers to act before an artificially intelligent technology causes significant harm to the world. I'd tell you to pay attention. Average age of a passenger on a vehicle on the road hit a record 12.5 years this year. Now, why is that? Well, you're going to tell us that you can't buy a gas car, so that tells everybody that they're stuck with the clunkers. Well, you take a clunker and have the engine rebuilt and whatnot, and altogether you end up with less money than you would if you bought a new gas guzzler. And then you can go. Then you can boogie around all you want. Boy, oh boy. A court ordered former Theranos CEO is Elizabeth Holmes and her one-time deputy, Sonny Balwani, to pay a total of $452 million to investors. Yeah, you stole the money, so you got to pay it back. Wells Fargo agreed to pay $1 billion to settle a lawsuit accusing it of defrauding shareholders and overstating how well it was complying with consent orders related to a series of scandals over its treatment of customers. Ooh. I'm going to tell you, Wells Fargo, you're lucky to be in business. Uh-oh. British Tech extradited. British Tech mogul faces U.S. trial. First tech contributor Mike Lynch will finally face criminal charges in the U.S. over the sale of his firm in 2011. And he sold a whole bunch of people a white elephant, basically. Real estate, gridlock in the housing market. And I put Biden above that with an arrow pointing at the gridlock. He's the one that's gridlocking things. SEC whistleblower payouts explode. These days, you can pay to be a whistleblower. As of 2022, the Securities and Exchange Commission has awarded $1.3 billion to 328 financial tipsters. Uh-huh. They're stealing over here and da-da-da-da-da. Twitter, a new CEO, takes on a near impossible job. Can the new Gaccarino fix Twitter's ad woes? Yeah, if you go about it right, and there's no reason that you couldn't fix it. Flying is a dirty business. Ooh, net zero flying is still very far off. Each new generation of aircraft generally consumes 15% to 20% less fuel than the previous one, largely thanks to improved engines. Not going to happen anytime soon. Get down to zero. And it just goes on and on. Now, there's one reason I would suggest that you get the week May 26th, and that's because of a story that they got from another magazine, but it is very important. Deep in a labyrinth, I found myself. An injury mysteriously caused me to lose my sense of direction. And so I decided to visit places where everyone was lost. That is the labyrinth. And it's a couple of pages long. The ideology expressed expressed in this portion of the story is awesome. Get yourself a copy of this thing and enjoy. I think you'll like it. Oh, National Review. This is the week where they usually have the little excerpts of the news. Well, the first one is usually funny, and this one is pretty good. At least Britain's leadership is getting younger. Like that one, I did. And it continues to go on, and there's a few that I marked. Well, Governor DeSantis, which makes it odd that he has allowed himself to get stuck in an attritional fight with the Walt Disney Company that, by all accounts, he had already won. No, they keep coming back with lists of exceptions, and that's what he's having to deal with. They're full of it, but they won't admit it. One of those legislative achievements concerning the 2018 Supreme Court decision, Janus versus AFCME, which clarified public sector workers' constitutional rights with respect to unionization. Florida has passed a new law that ends the automatic deduction of dues from public sector employees' paychecks, requiring instead that employees give their consent by signing a form. Well, they don't give their consent, you don't take the money. If you take the money, you have committed theft. And they can get you for that. Public sector unions in Florida will now be required to submit audited financial statements that will be made publicly available every year so that members and taxpayers can see how unions are spending their funds. And it goes on and on. Another new Florida law. Boy, oh boy. Bans sex reassignment drugs and surgeries for gender-confused minors. In addition, the bill prevents the use of public money for such procedures for adults and makes it easier for patients who have received so-called gender-affirming treatment to sue for malpractice. Y'all are in trouble. Florida does it again. To complete the litany, Florida legislature and governor have created the largest school choice program in American history, banned abortion after 6 weeks spread, and made Florida the 26th constitutional carry state in the nation, cut taxes by $2 billion, barred DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in universities, tightened requirements for employers to verify the legal status of employees, achieved a previously unthinkable collection of tort reforms, declared driver's licenses issued to out-of-state illegal immigrants invalid in Florida, required state and local governments to consider only pecuniary factors in their contracting and investing decisions, extended last year's parental rights in education law through the 12th grade, made it illegal for financial institutions to discriminate on the basis of religious, political, or social beliefs, and prevented credit card companies from tracking their customers' gun purchases. Florida been busy. Oh, boy. And then you got some idiot. In New York, Democratic lawmakers and Governor Kathy Hochul have negotiated a budget for New York State that will prohibit the installation of natural gas lines in most new residential buildings. I guess everybody gets to live in an old used one. They're trying to tell a religious hospital that they're going to bow down to the state. St. Francis refused to comply, and the Biden administration refused to yield. enter the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, which took up the case and reminded the feds of the First Amendment and the relevant statutes, not to mention common sense. Under threat of a lawsuit, the government stood down. They left them alone. Can you imagine getting your way by just telling the government that you're going to own their underwear? In 2017, the Russian government banned Jehovah's Witnesses. Well, as long as you can tell them not to knock on the door all the time, I don't think there's anything wrong with that part. 2016, legal suicide was introduced into Canada, and now that country is one of the most destructively persuasive and euthanasia regimes in the world. Well, all you got to do is tell the premier, president, or whatever the dictator's position is supposed to be, to join in. A paper titled In Defense of Merit in Science was rejected by several academic journals, not because of its arguments seemed to be false or trivial, but because it was, as one publication that declined to print it said, downright hurtful. I can dig it. See, people are fighting back. It's just they're winning a whole bunch of small battles. That's the problem. What we need to do is win some big ones and do so very publicly. Here's the main thing of this one article. Leading institutions and all that. Populism is the sign that there is a potentially dangerous disconnect between governing institutions and the people in whose name they govern. They keep an eye on everybody. Difficult time for conservatives in the upper Midwest. Yeah, well, hope they're happy with what they get. Here you go. Excuse me. Justice and slander. Recent attacks on Thomas, Alito, and Roberts are rooted in double standards. The U.S. Supreme Court is under attack. This is all aims to destroy one of the pillars of our constitutional order, and I'm not going to cover any more of it. I think you can probably find more in more portions of it in depth online than I can come up with. Losing their fiat, the judicial left finds itself with neither power nor philosophy. A twist in the wind for change. That's a welcome thought. A big article on chips. The plight of the detransitioners and the T in LGBT is the rainbow's fastest growing segment. Last few years, they witnessed an exponential increase in the number of Americans, especially young people, coming out as transgender. But skyrocketing number of transitioners has emerged a countervailing trend, a growing community of detransitioners. Think about that, too. People have realized that despite feeling deeply unhappy with before medical and social transition, their gender identity was not the culprit. And it's it's 3 or 4 pages at least. The effects of transition and subsequent detransition are severe. They are graphic, and they are the are set to worsen significantly in the years to come. America's growing wave of youth detransitioners proves it. And there's some ending things that I didn't mark at all for the simple fact that they don't have any import. They do not impact what we're looking at. Now, I'm going to impact everything heavy at the very end of this. And it really, really gets to the right down to the bone. Oh boy, here we go. This is The Nation. /5/29-6/5 this year. Debt ceiling, unresolved. And it's not apt to be resolved correctly. They changed some things, but the net general effect is the same. And they've got a bunch of, you know, a bunch of things going around. Biden has no principled objection to any of this. Spending cuts will happen. The rest is stagecraft. In short, all this happy crap over this debt ceiling is staging. Ooh, and Illy Mistel opened her big mouth and removed all doubt. Systematically insane. Well, there was pointing at that. Our sick society. You? Jordan Neely's murder in the New York City subway is a horrifying symptom of our collective social rot. Yeah, and it's going to stay that way. And you just watch, Ellie. You think it's bad so far, what you put in there? Guess what? You haven't even got close to what's going coming up. Now we're going to, then she turns in the middle of this article from somebody holding somebody's throat too hard to gun violence. It turns to firearms. It is mass shootings. Look, man, if you hadn't have done that, I wouldn't have said that you were systematically insane. However, since you did that, you're systematically insane as far as I'm concerned. My number one goal, one on public transit, is not to die. Scary cat. We got a question. Who the hell are these people? They are me. They are you. No, they ain't. I carry a gun wherever I go. I don't give a shit if it says I can't do it. I do it anyway. And the reason I do is because they don't have any law that states I don't have the right to self-defense. Capiche, Ellie? Huh? You hear this? Anyway, it gets worse. I would have said something. I'd like to think that. Had I been on a train, I would have said something. But would I have physically intervened? Would I have tangled with a soldier boy, tried to break the chokehold? I don't know. I suspect not. To my shame. Yeah, that's right. You're just as guilty and nasty dirty as everybody else. And that's the problem. People don't want to take a hold of the guy that's got the chokehold by the privates and say, you want me to put one in your pocket or put in your shirt pocket or put the other one in your socks or how you want to do this? Or would you like to just let go? Real simple. Oh, boy. Adolf Reed, Jr., for all Americans. The left used to believe that universal policies were the best way to combat racial inequality. Yeah, it's not. Well, so what happened? The view that black Americans' interests are best met by the pursuit of universal social benefits has been rejected by even the blacks they want to help. Thomas's long con. Here we go, attacking the court. Callie Holloway. Clarence Thomas has elevated personal responsibility into a prerequisite for citizenship, yet he fails his own test. Ooh. I don't think you got it right the way you presented it. Turns out that Thomas was never against reparations. He just wanted them for himself. Oh, really? How would you know? You haven't talked to the man, obviously. Framing his choice. Jane McElvey. Urbanization of us all. Established unions are challenging Silicon Valley's agenda by pushing back on AI, surveillance, and wage theft. Past year and a half, startup unionization efforts such as those at Starbucks, Amazon, Trader Joe's, and Apple have been satisfying to witness for those of us hungry for social justice in the United States. Well, no, you don't want social justice. You want Marxism. You know what you can do with what you just said? Stick it. Now, they got one over here. They show pictures, and they put numbers down, and they got rights under threat. Indigenous people gathering in front of the Plessio de Congresso Nacional in Brazil. Brazil to demand protection for the rights and action on climate change. Part of the 19th. Well, it says rights under threat. Every bonds. That's right, everybody. Argument. A cleaner world lies in nationalized banking. Current system regulating banks, which is indispensable to the world economy, doesn't work. Okay. And here's Mr. Guilty himself, Mr. Nasty Marxist. Nothing is beyond the capacity of this remarkable man. He's the best thing we've got going for us. No. I'm sorry. He turned around and gave Vietnam away when we had the war won. Yeah, that's right. We had a war won. And he gave it away. Well, it's pretty simple to take care of that. Uh-oh, here we go. Testing the toxic train. They're worried about everything except what's going on. I labeled it the cover-up. Air monitoring and sampling data do not indicate any risk to residents, the children, or their families. That's a lie. Straight up lie. One of the lessons we learned was the more they tell you it is all right, the worse it is. Think about that. If you want reliable independent monitoring, you should have independent monitors. He who pays the piper calls the tune. There we go. Parents' crusade. How the right's school-themed extremism has triggered a nationwide backlash. It hasn't. No, sorry. You want to play with that? Bring it up. Bring it out. Get the real numbers and bring it out. And you're going to find that 99% of what you said is inaccurate. Ooh, false information? Oh, my goodness. One big union, Red Scare, and the fall of the IWW. Yep. Trial judge sends most of them to lengthy terms in prison where abuse against anti-war dissenters was common. Yep. All the victims belong to a single and singular organization, the Industrial Workers of the World. IWW, founded in 1905. Guess what ain't around anymore? IWW. Oh, boy. Last Cosmopolitan. I mean, they got some stuff in here that just doesn't make any suspense. And doesn't serve any purpose in terms of giving you guys information. Well, you can expect everything to come unglued this summer. That's why I suggest that you make provisions now, food, water, gun and ammo, and a place to go with it. Yeah, a place to hide out, away from highly populated areas. Or these people will eat you up alive. They surely will. And what you need to do is understand that this is not something that is easy to deal with. Now, this is Labor Day weekend. I'm going to be watching a 500-mile race tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you something. The fun and games that I've listed here deal with a lot of the things that are coming. When certain things start shutting down, like the transportation industry, food distribution industry, and utilities, what you going to do? Think about that very carefully. I've only got one other thing to do, and I'm clear. Until that time, go out there and get her done. Give this away like free beer.